Wow, you cut out before my favorite part where they ramp up. Sailor Venus. Okay. Hottest Sailor Scout on three.
Okay. On three or on four?
One, two, three, go.
Okay.
One, two, three, Sailor Venus. Mars. Oh. I see we've reached an impasse.
I feel like I think we talked about this before on the show, and the question was, who was your sexual awakening? And I said Sailor Venus.
Oh, I don't remember that, but that makes a lot of sense.
No, you told me before we started recording that we were going to do Hottest Sailor Scout, so that's why we did that intro. But for me, it's weird because my tastes changed since then, and then lately came back towards Sailor Venus. Like my teenage years, I liked brunettes, you know?
I thought Venus was like the short haired.
No, that's Jupiter.
Oh, you're right.
Venus is long blonde hair.
Yeah. She's like the Baby Spice.
She's like if Sailor Moon was
just a little hotter.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I like Mars because she's a long brunette.
Yeah. Almost black hair, right?
Yeah. So Mars, very dark hair. Red skirt too. Ugh.
I had the Sailor Venus action figure doll. And yeah, very, very into Sailor Venus. She was also like rare. Like she wasn't really in the show till I think she was one of the last ones introduced.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, do you remember the canon? Like there's only five like core Sailor Scouts, right? Venus, yeah. Mars, Mercury,
Jupiter,
and Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
But then later in the series, they introduce like Neptune.
Yeah.
And Uranus.
Yeah.
And aren't they lesbians? Neptune and Uranus like always came together.
Yes, I think they are lesbians, but I don't think that's explicit in the North American version.
Okay.
Probably is in the original, but
nice.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. So I've been quizzing my wife on the Ninja Turtles and their colors and weapons lately. I think it's very important that
she doesn't know that.
She didn't. And so she now.
And you're still learned, with her.
Yeah, well, I had to teach her and now it's okay. She can do it now. Next time you see her, you should ask, like, just be like, quick, what are the turtles? Names, colors, weapons. I even taught her the bonus girl turtle that was in that terrible early 2000s show.
Wasn't she also named Venus?
Yes, Venus de Milo.
You just have a thing for Venuses.
Maybe. Weird.
It sounds like penis.
I knew you were going to go there. It was right there.
Too easy. I'll text her right now.
Oh, we're already ringing.
We're ringing.
Hi.
Hey, lucky caller. Guess what? You're on Turtle Time.
Turtle Time? What's Turtle Time?
It's the super cool new game show that's sweeping the nation and probably the world, where we test if you really are a hero in a half shell based on your splinters of knowledge.
Wow.
I know exactly 16 Ninja Turtle facts, so a splinter of knowledge is accurate.
All right, well, are you ready to play for the chance to win a Ninja Turtles themed mini fridge full of sardines?
Is this real? Do I actually get a fridge?
You can exchange it for a Best Buy gift card.
Okay.
For $15.
I'll take it.
All right. We're here with your husband, who thinks that you know some turtle facts, and we're here to prove him a liar. Are you ready for question number one?
Sure.
She's so unimpressed.
Cool as a cucumber or as a cold-blooded turtle? Question number one. This is the only Ninja Turtle who does not dual wield his weapons.
Donatello.
Wow, fast. Nice work, babe.
Good pull, good pull. Also, fun fact, the only turtle with a weapon not made out of metal.
Well, the other ones are made out of things plus metal, though.
Yeah, I'm saying the staff does not contain metal.
It doesn't have any sharp edges, would probably be like a more appropriate thing.
You're ruining the next question. Question number two. Only turtle that fights with edged weapons.
Leonardo.
Correct. You are 2-for-2. We are blazing up the clock here. These questions are going much faster than I anticipated. I need to fill time, Family Feud style. Give me strength, Steve Harvey. Okay, question number three. Whose catchphrase is cowabunga?
Andrew, we didn't go over catchphrases.
Yeah, but use your context clues from the facts that you already know.
I'm going to guess Michelangelo.
You are correct.
Because Michelangelo is a...
party dude!
Yeah!
Nice.
See how on point she is? I knew she wouldn't disappoint me.
I feel like somebody leaked her the...
I did not.
...answers.
I didn't even know you would have questions like this.
Sure. Okay. This one's a little more abstract. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
But also because each of the turtles is the answer to one, process of elimination is going to give you a couple points in the right direction here. Who is the AJ McLean of the Ninja Turtles, a.k.a. the bad boy?
Oh, Raphael.
Raphael is correct.
Because he's rude and crude.
Cool and crude. Cool and crude. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes I mix rhyming up with alliterations. No big deal.
Good work, though. I'm very impressed overall. I thought the format of these questions would throw you off, because we've only been covering, like, quick, what's Michelangelo's color? You know?
Yeah.
So what is it?
Sorry, I didn't really hear what you said.
What color is Michelangelo?
Michelangelo is orange.
Wrong. They're all green. Their bandanas are different colors. Gotcha!
I'm going to hang up now.
No, there's a bonus round.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you've already won yourself a mini fridge full of sardines. But for one extra cheese pizza... can you sing the words super duper fun potatoes to the Ninja Turtles theme?
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Super duper
fun. No helping.
Andrew, when are you going to be home for daycare pickup?
Yes, honey. I'm on my way.
Okay, I have a question for you. It's not really, I mean, I don't really have a question, but have you ever, I guess the question is, have you ever seen a baby's skull?
You mean?
There's a reason I'm bringing this up, but have you?
You mean like other than in my garden?
yeah, like have you ever seen an image of a baby's skull?
I've seen an image of a pug skull, which is probably pretty similar.
No, you got to check this out, and I'll put it as the podcast artwork for this segment. So, depending on your player, you should be able to see it.
Okay,
take a look.
Oh, sweet mother of God!
So
I have seen that, but I forgot.
Did you know that it was a baby skull? Like, did you know that's what it was? And because I think I had seen this image before and just assumed that it was some sort of mutation or something. But I get it now. Like
that's standard.
Yeah. So you're
four
adult
rows
teeth.
Of motherfucking teeth.
It's all teeth.
Yeah.
The whole bottom half of the skull is teeth.
Oh, yikes. I mean, I've known a couple girls that felt like they had a couple extra sets of teeth, but you know what I'm saying?
I knew you were going to go there. It was right there.
Too easy.
There's the adult teeth, which are all crammed up inside your, like right under your nose. And they're like all overlappy and huge compared to the rest of the face. Yeah. And then the bottom teeth are just the entire chin is bottom teeth. It's so
disturbing.
Like
there's no jawbone there. It's just all fucking teeth.
Yeah. Like how does that? It's gross. It's terrifying.
Absolute nightmare fuel. Is that what your son's skull looks like right now?
Yeah.
Approximately.
Right now. Yeah.
How many teeth have emerged into the mouth proper?
I think he's got almost all of his baby teeth in because you don't have that many. Like you don't have a full set. There's a gap between like the molars and the front teeth. Uh-huh. So maybe there's something that's going to come in there, but I think they're all pretty much in.
I thought that there was two sets of teeth in your life, but from that image, you would think you're just constantly feeding new teeth in.
Wouldn't that be great though? I mean, teeth suck. I would love to be
able
to.
Absolutely. They should grow like fingernails.
Yeah. Imagine if you could.
I guess some animals do that.
Yeah. Imagine if you had a tooth issue though, and you could just go to the dentist and be like, can you pull this one? Cause I need a new one to come in. And that's all dentistry was.
No, I feel like if it was that easy, we'd just do it in the shower and we'd pull them all once a year to get like a nice fresh set of pearly whites. I think they'd go out of business because we'd have just figured out how to do it.
Yeah, there'd be like home kit. Like there'd be like a kid at a Shopper's Drug Mart to yank a tooth out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I just like, I can't get that image out of my mind now. It's so disturbing. The whole front. I'm trying to describe it for the audio listeners in a way that will make them feel the way I feel looking at it. And I don't think there's a way to do that. But just, it's so gross.
Did you know there's a condition where you can have a second row of teeth behind?
Behind?
Yeah. Or I mean,
so it's not above. It's not like your adult teeth. It's like at like simultaneously.
Yeah, they're all in your mouth at the same time. It's just like your teeth go stacked two rows deep.
That doesn't seem like. I mean, flossing would suck.
Oh my God! Absolutely. But you'd be so much more cavity prone.
It doesn't seem too bad overall. It seems like chewing would be really.
I gotta assume bite power goes up.
Yeah.
But then you're like, you're basically using horse teeth because there's so much top surface area, you know?
What do you mean by horse teeth?
Ever seen someone get bit by a horse? They don't tear flesh. They just mash it. So you just get the worst bruising.
Oh, wow. Oh, so they're not sharp. They're just really.
Yeah, they're just big, like, mallets. They're big bone mallets in your mouth.
I went to a ranch day camp when I was a kid, and unfortunately I wasn't there that day, but a girl got her finger bit off by a horse.
Oh Jesus.
Fully off, not replaceable.
I remember when that happened in the news when we were working in London, and this was like early Twitter days.
Right.
And yeah. I tweeted, she gave it 4 out of 5 on TripAdvisor. It's one of my best tweets ever.
Yeah, that was that camp. That's what I'm talking about.
Same camp.
Yeah,
that's same horse. Incident.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the story was she was feeding it an apple and she didn't do the like open palm thing. She just sort of handed it the apple. And
that's a mistake you only make once.
Well,
up to 4 times, I guess. So I had this thought randomly, apropos to nothing.
He says with side eye.
Do you call them STDs or STIs?
It changed while we were learning about them. So
exactly.
I call them STDs for tradition's sake.
Yeah, same. We got caught right in the middle.
Yeah, it's like Pluto being a planet or whatever.
I've been seeing a girl
who has multiple.
No, she's a couple years younger, and she was asking me the other night, like, have I ever been tested for STIs or recently? And I was like, well, technically, going by my lexicon, I have zero STIs. But if we're talking STDs, that's another story.
Just read me the list. Got them all. Collected them all. Pokemon.
Do people still get those?
Pokemon?
People definitely still get Pokemon more than ever.
I feel like sex is much safer these days. I feel like STDs are less common, but maybe I'm just old and I'm not in the game. But aren't kids fucking less as well? Isn't that a thing?
They are. So sad.
So I feel like we're doing good on the
but when they fuck, they do everything.
Have you heard about how STIs are like the worst place is nursing homes?
Yeah, because old people be fucking. They don't care.
They don't care. They have extra folds.
Yep.
For them to live in.
Yep. Sometimes they forget. They have dementia. You know, they just. Did I put the Jimmy on? I think I did. Oops.
They can't feel whether it's on or not anyway. So.
Yeah.
No, there's no old people using condoms, and that's the problem.
No.
They don't even know what they are.
I'm already losing sensitivity down there.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how dead my dick's going to be at 70.
Well, yeah, that's why pharmaceuticals exist, though, right? Like, none of these old guys are fucking, like, just on pure testosterone boner power.
Good question.
Right?
Good question.
All little blue pills. Have you ever done
them? But does that make it feel better, or does it just pump you up?
I think it just pumps you up. I was going to ask, though, you've never done them recreationally yet? We're in our, like, we're sort of getting mid-30s here, so I think it's about time.
Is this an ad for Blue Chew?
And our today's sponsor. I wish.
No, I haven't. I've never tried dick pills, but I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
I'm ready to make the leap.
Are we getting naked right now?
They don't turn you gay. Or wait, do they?
Fuck. No, I would try it. I would try it though. Not dick. That.
No, same.
Yeah, I feel like
I've always been afraid though that they're going to work too good.
I think we're past that point though now. I agree. In my 20s, that was the fear, but I think I'm.
And I don't mean like I'd get addicted to them. I mean like I would have a boner that lasts more than 4 hours.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That would just be painful.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go to the hospital with that predicament. I'm sure they see it every single day, but I still don't want to be there.
Remember that video of the guy who put he got the cock ring stuck on and then they had to cut it off with an angle grinder.
Oh my God.
And like drain his dick.
I've heard these stories before.
That is my absolute worst fear.
Yeah, it's real bad.
I'd rather disappoint 1,000 women and run the risk of an angle grinder coming within millimeters of my dick skin.
Well, so those angle grinders have safeties. It's like a cast one, right? Like they don't, once they touch skin, they stop immediately.
I don't know. It looked like a fucking Makita to me. I don't know if they make a medical grade version.
Yeah, that's horrible. I would never add a cock ring to a first time or any time blue pill experience.
Oh no, that's just asking for trouble.
But I would try it. And I think we should and report back.
All right. On next week's episode, how's it healing, bro?
So gross. All right, I've got one for you. So we went to a show, a concert, for the first time in 2 years plus, probably, thanks to COVID.
Got drunk, got breathed on, got moistly breathed on.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about. There's so much to unpack here. First of all, yeah, first time in a tightly-ish packed crowd in years. Did that feel weird to you?
No.
It felt a little weird to me, but the thing that I noticed the most was I haven't smelled a crowd in a while, and it smelled gross.
I had the opposite reaction. I wanted to push up to the front, get pod on.
It smelled like, you know, a crowd. It smelled like sweat. Like,
yeah, like life, baby.
Breath. Yeah. I feel like if you walk into a room after an orgy happened, that's what a crowd smells like. Just bodies, gross human smells.
Just evaporating fluids everywhere.
And did you notice this venue has always had this, but they have the big fans that oscillate. And I was wondering is that advisable if there's an airborne illness? Like, should you be spreading the air around above the crowd?
I don't know what's worse.
Anyway, I wasn't like scared or whatever, but it did feel a little weird just because I haven't done it in so long. And yeah, the smells were weird. But my question is more about our age relative to the age of the crowd. I felt a little bit old. I think for the first time ever at a show, I felt like everyone around me was like 5 years younger than me. And like, am I getting too old to go to shows?
Well, it was your first concert as a parent, right?
That's true. Yeah, very true.
So that has aged you.
Yeah.
A couple years.
Yeah.
On top of already being like 32, whatever you are.
Yeah. And
genetically, you're like 40 now.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better, I guess. But my question is a simple one. Are we too old to crowd surf?
Well, after Travis Scott, I think everybody's...
crowd surfing is a safety issue. You need to learn how to get out.
Everybody's either too young or too old. Yeah. There's no safe age.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever... actually...
I would be surprised if you hadn't crowd surfed. I feel like in your younger days, you must have.
There may have been... Fuck. I'm trying to think. We were talking about that Velvet Revolver concert that I went to.
Yeah.
Which was so violent and so mashed in. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if someone got trampled there.
And it's a scary, a real tight crowd like that. I mean, obviously, we know this with the Travis Scott thing, but it's a very scary situation.
I luckily had my friend with me who was like a tank farm boy, literally, like, so that I wasn't like...
That's amazing.
Washing away into the crowd.
It's like your giant friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going to shows with girls and trying to get to the front rail. And then once you're there, you just kind of like put your arms on either side of them because otherwise they're going to get squished to death.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big guy.
They're going to get groped.
Yeah.
Like all night.
Yeah. I need someone to do that for me.
Have you ever had a bad touch? In a crowd.
Yeah, at a Billy Talent concert. I was at the front rail and my girlfriend at the time was in front of me, and from behind a girl kept putting her hand down my pants from the back first, and I grabbed her wrist. Like, I didn't even turn. I couldn't because it was pretty tightly packed. I didn't even turn and look at her. I just reached behind, grabbed her wrist and pulled it out and like dropped it. And I thought that'd be the end of it. And then a couple songs later, the hand comes around at the front and goes down the front of my pants. And I was like, hello.
Okay. Before I decide if this was rape, did you get a look at her?
No, I never saw her face. Come to think of it, it might not have been a woman. No, I know it was a girl. I did a half turn and saw a bit of her, but yeah, that was the bad touch.
Try touching me.